A womp 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 had me glancing up to see a helicopter in the sky. And since it wasn't abnormal for us to see them, I barely gave it a second glance before I went back to the video. But then the sound of a siren, lots of sirens actually, started to pierce through my avid fascination. Whoa, I said as I watched the cop in front try to do that thing where they spin the back of your vehicle around. I'd only recently learned what a pit maneuver was by watching my favorite TV drama, SWAT. Almost. The Forerunner went sideways momentarily, but corrected itself before taking a right onto a very familiar street. That's when I looked up to see where I was, 5 blocks away from what I knew to be my street that the Forerunner was on. My apartment building whizzed past and I gasped. Looking up now, Crispito momentarily forgotten, I started to calculate how long... The Forerunner came barreling around the corner directly at me. He'd hit a dead end. Then the cop came around the corner much more cautiously, yet still managed to not only keep up, but gain ground without putting anyone in danger. That is until the Forerunner twisted my way, seeing a gap in the barriers directly in front of me. But before I could gasp, the cop read the situation, saw the stopped cars, and reacted with a swiftness I would have never thought possible. 1 second, the Forerunner was there, heading directly toward me. The next, the cop directly behind him did a pit maneuver right in front of me. The back end of the Forerunner went spinning. The Forerunner promptly crashed into a light pole, and the entire thing shook directly above my head. Forerunner guy, seeing his demise, started to get out of the car. However, who I suspected was hot cop rammed directly into the side of the Forerunner, pinning the door closed with his cruiser. That's when the guy realized he was screwed. Hot cop got out of his cruiser, did a sliding maneuver across the hood of it, then stood up. Seconds later, he was bodily dragging Forerunner guy out of his vehicle and slamming him to the hood of the cruiser with barely contained violence.
Watch him slide across the hood like Bo Duke, Dad chuckled.
I did, impressed with how well I'd executed the maneuver.
And all that in front of a girl,
my triplet brother Quincy laughed.
I'm more than impressed,
Hollis, Quincy's girl, said as she ate some popcorn.
Truthfully, that was the hottest thing I've ever seen. And that girl agrees with me. You're hot as hell in those tactical pants. That t-shirt pulls on your biceps nicely, and those mirrored sunglasses stay so securely on your face, it's as if they were glued there. And that look you gave her when she started talking?
Whose girl are you again? Quincy growled, pulling her close. Hollis giggled.
You know that girl, too.
I do? Quincy asked.
You do, Hollis confirmed. Those blue scrubs should give it away.
Quincy's head tilted slightly. Then he snapped his fingers.
That's the girl who works in the ER.
Your friend?
Friend? I mean, I guess. I know of her. She's always really nice. But I wouldn't exactly say we're friends, Hollis explained.
My head twisted toward her, wondering if she'd give up any more information, but she just snuggled into Quincy's chest.
Is she the one we saw at the grocery store that one time? He asked.
That's her, she confirmed. Auden, she's the girl I saw you talking to last week in the ER.
She was cute. He paused. Even though I'm fairly sure she stole that drug dealer's money.
What?
I asked, unsure if I'd heard him right.
So there's this really weird Robin Hood thing going on in the ER right now, Auden said. Things are going missing. It's gotten to the point where the director of the ER called us and asked for some help.
What's happening? I wondered.
Well, let's just start from the beginning.
Hollis twisted on the couch to face me better.
Remember last month when all of those gang members came into the ER, throwing fits and stuff about how they weren't being treated like human beings?
Yes, I answered.
Well, some of the nurses and doctors took offense, but not because they were mad. It was because they were being accused of not taking care of the gangbangers. They were mad because not one, not two, but over 14 incidents had occurred in the ER over the last year.